Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. When you're shopping for your alcoholic beverage of choice, do you ever wish there was another store close by? Last week, the Michigan Liquor Control Commission decided to drop a rule that requires liquor stores to be at least a half mile apart. Now, independent liquor stores are hoping the state legislature will step in to prevent that change from going through. Joining me is Andy Deloney. He's the chairman of the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Andy, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
To be clear, this will not lead to additional liquor licenses in the state. That number is capped. But there are different licenses to sell alcohol. Some stores sell beer and wine. Others sell liquor as well. Which stores are affected by this rule?
What this rule applies to is a license that specifically allows for the retail sale of distilled spirits. There is a commission rule, it is not state law, that prohibits the issuance of a retail spirits license within a half mile, 2,640 feet, of another retail spirits licensee.
So the rule's been on the books, I think, about 40 years now. Do you have a sense of why it was created originally?
The best I can tell was to limit competition. And it certainly seems, based on the comments we've heard from those who wish to keep the rule and wish the legislature to enact a bill putting the rule into law, that that's what they're most concerned about.
Well, and speaking to the idea of competition, for a story over the summer that ran on Michigan Radio, my colleague Tracy Samilton spoke to Rishi McCarr, who is with the group United Small Business Owners, and he pointed out that the state sets minimum prices for liquor and that the margins in the liquor business are already slim by his description, and he called the half-mile rule a, quote, fair shot at survival. How would you respond to that?
One thing I would point out is that the vast majority of applicants that the commission has denied retail spirits licenses for has been because of the half-mile rule. The vast majority of those applicants were small, independent business owners who that the commission has been required to deny licenses to for no other reason. There is no half-mile rule for restaurants. There is no half-mile rule for bars. There's no half-mile rule for breweries, for wineries. Also, it's a rule that provides a significant administrative burden.
And when you say administrative burden, you're talking about measuring the distances between the stores?
Yes. The method of measurement is defined in state law. And it's not an as the crows flies measurement. It's not as simple as doing a Google map. In Southwest Michigan, we denied the applicant the license because of the half-mile rule. Their store was located about 2,630 feet, less than 10 feet, another 10 feet, and they would have been outside of a half-mile rule and would have been just fine. They came to the appeal hearing and essentially offered to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to tear down a wall, rebuild the walls so that it would be outside of a half mile. And if people are willing to go to this length to increase the success of their business, seems to me that the state ought to be taking a look at its rules and regulations to determine whether or not it's in the compelling state interest to keep the rule.
What about concerns that in really busy areas you could end up with a scenario where you have liquor stores sort of moving in on top of each other and lowering the quality of life in one particular neighborhood because it's a dense, high-traffic area?
There are significant and real and valid concerns about that. But under this half-mile rule, there have been several waiver provisions that are part of the rule. So the issue of concentration of retail spirits licenses in some urban communities, that's not something that is new or will just begin to happen.
Do you have any sense of whether there's any interest at the state legislature in creating a new law to either keep or modify the existing half-mile rule?
We have seen the introduction of bills that would codify or to put the half-mile rule in state law. I can't speak for the state legislature as to whether or not they will or will not enact those bills.
If the legislature doesn't take any action, what's the next step for the commission, and when could the change take effect?
There is no firm timeline. There are certain parts of the process that are out of our control. If I had to guess at this point, I would say within a couple of months at the most.
Andy, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you again for the invitation. I was glad to speak with you.
Andy Deloney is the chairman of the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.